So it's a big day ahead in politics here. The Fianna Fáil leader, Micheál Martin, will be elected Taoiseach by the Dáil today, and later this evening he will announce the 15-member cabinet. His party will have 8 of those posts and Fine Gael will have 7. 7 independent TDs are also supporting the government. We're joined in studio this morning by Padraig Tobin, leader of Aonthu and TD for Meath West. His party gained a seat in the recent election, a seat in County Mayo. Padraig Tobin, you're very welcome indeed. This government has a clear majority. Will you find it almost impossible to make your mark this term?
No, I think actually Aonthu has made a very clear mark over the last 5 years. For example, we were the only political party really to push against the depths of the COVID restrictions, the issue around mismanagement of immigration, for example, the issue of children going missing from state care and losing their lives in state care, which is absolutely incredible. The cost of living crisis, Aonthu is at the fore of highlighting the fact that the government were making billions of euros in taxes on the back of people in the cost of living crisis.
Do you think you'll continue on all these issues?
For sure. We will be a very vocal opposition to this government. And indeed, we were the only political party on the opposition benches that said we would not put Fine Gael back into government for 19 years, which is actually going to happen today, which is quite shocking, I think.
2 week break, though, after today, you're not coming back until the 5th of February. What do you think?
Yeah, I think anybody listening to the show would be delighted if they could get a 2 week break to bed into a new job. It does not make sense at all. It will be 89 days since the last time the Dáil had 2 consecutive days work to the next time the Dáil will have 2 consecutive days work. And it actually is symptomatic of a lot of problems that are happening in this country. So we have a bureaucracy in Ireland that is grinding to a halt in terms of the delivery of projects. There's a lack of urgency around, you know, hospital projects, transport projects, you know, flood defence projects that are all really damaging the quality of people's lives. And here we are, a government who have no urgency in relation to what's happening. Like, people may not like Donald Trump, but contrast the level of activity that happened on his first day of his administration and the complete absence of activity from this government.
But the Dáil will not be meeting until February the 5th. That doesn't mean the government won't be continuing its business and work.
Yeah, for sure, but we won't have any oversight. We won't have any ability to challenge. We won't have any ability to add into the debate that's happening at the moment. And in that time, remember, there will be thousands of parents trying to get their children into CAMHS services. There'll be thousands of children who are homeless within the state, and you'll have a situation where, again, you know, you'll have children who will go missing from state care and unfortunately may even lose their lives. And, you know, these are critical issues that are of such importance that you can't have a government without scrutiny in that period of time.
We've been talking throughout the morning about the technical group and the opposition looking for speaking rights as part of that group, the independents who support the government, who are part of the formation of the government, the programme for government, but they want speaking rights in opposition. Your party has been urged to leave that technical group in order to maybe help the situation, but you say that wouldn't make any difference.
No, so a key part of democracy is the fact that when an elected representative is elected, that they have a right to speak in the Dáil. And if we were to fulfil the request by the likes of Sinn Féin and others, we would actually be taking away any speaking rights we would have over the next 5 years. Like, Mary Lou is really upset at the moment because she's going to miss out on 10 minutes speaking today. And yet she's asking Aonthu to go without speaking rights for 5 years. Like, there's a complete lack of awareness here. And in reality, if the opposition, other opposition parties, wanted to actually resolve this, change the standing orders, make it impossible to create the situation that we have. But at the heart of that standing order reform, make sure that every elected representative has a democratic right to be able to represent the people that elect them in. And nobody seems to be talking about that. I actually think one of the reasons why some of the opposition parties are coming after Aonthu is because we had the biggest increase of votes of any party in the last general election. So they're, instead of ignoring us like they did in the last Dáil, they're now attacking us in this situation.
Will you accept the Ceann Comhairle's decision, whatever it is, even if it gives those independents speaking rights?
We will accept the Ceann Comhairle. Like, you know, it is interesting that Sinn Féin feel that this is of such importance that it's necessary for us to withdraw from this technical group. Yet, when we ask Sinn Féin, we say, yes, we will withdraw for sure. Just give us the speaking rights, share your speaking rights with us. They say no and they slink away.
Thank you very much indeed. Leader of Aonthu, TD for Meath West, Padraig Tobin.